From small-town dreamer to global icon.
She's America's sweetheart.
Thank you so much.
Why does Taylor Swift inspire such devotion and criticism?
She's created a community on a scale never been done before.
Taylor on Channel 4. Stream now.
Here's your afternoon TNB Tech Minute for Friday, October 17th. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. Apple TV watchers will be able to stream Formula One races starting next year. The five-year deal announced today makes F1's own streaming service available to subscribers in the U.S. through Apple TV. Terms of the deal weren't disclosed, but the Journal had reported that Apple bid as much as $150 million a year for the rights. The move broadens Apple's live sports events offerings on its streaming platform. In 2022, it signed a 10-year broadcast deal with Major League Soccer worth at least $2.5 billion. Goldman Sachs wants a bigger piece of the artificial intelligence boom. According to people familiar with the matter, the Wall Street giant is creating a team to focus on financing data centers and other AI infrastructure. The team will sit within Goldman's Global Banking and Markets division, which it created earlier this year to find or facilitate financing deals. The firm's profits are increasingly being driven by its growing presence in the world of financing. And a proxy advisory firm is urging Tesla investors to vote against a $1 trillion pay package for CEO Elon Musk. In a report today, Institutional Shareholder Services wrote that it's concerned about the magnitude and design of the stock award, even though Musk only gets the payout if he creates enormous value for Tesla shareholders. ISS also advised against Tesla making a potential investment in Musk's XAI. Tesla's board said the pay package was designed to keep Musk's attention on the EV maker. Tesla investors have previously approved Musk's pay packages despite similar opposition from ISS. And that's it for your TNB Tech Minutes. Tune in Monday morning for another Quick Tech Update.